We keep up with a lot of the theme parks, and there was some mention earlier of it probably coming down the pipeline, so we weren't necessarily surprised by it. It is unfortunate, and as I said, we're definitely pulling for them, and I expect good things to come out of Six Flags as well as our park as well.
What's involved in running a successful theme park? Specifically, what type of capitalization do you need to add the new rides and create the advertisements every year to keep people coming back?
There's definitely has to be a delicate balance between capital improvement and park revenue. You can't overexpand too quickly where your cash flow doesn't meet your capital improvement project. So here at Alabama Adventure, we're definitely careful in what we spend. We added a new attraction this year, which was around $1 million attraction, which was one of the largest expansions for Splash Beach. But before we did that, we definitely did a lot of market research to see where in the park we should add to, what type of attractions should be added. So it's a, you're looking at your market research to see what should be added. You're looking at your cash flow, your attendance projections, and it's a, that delicate balance to make sure you're not overspending.
Last year, Alabama Adventure was sold to Adrenaline Family Entertainment. How has the new management worked to make the park financially viable?
Yeah, it's a definitely been a lot of work going in. One thing that we do is we manage our labor, we manage our cash flow. If attendance projections aren't met 1 week, we may pull back on labor, we may pull back in marketing. But so far we're having a great season. We haven't had to do much of that, but that's what we do is we watch very carefully budgets and revenues. What's going out, what's coming in, and that's how we're able to sustain, viability.
Adrenaline owns two parks, Alabama Adventure and Clementon Amusement Park in New Jersey. How does Adrenaline's portfolio differ from Six Flags?
As far as Adrenaline Family Entertainment goes, they do own Clementon and Splash World, and they own Alabama Adventure, which is, both the water park and the theme park. Both park acts autonomously under the corporate umbrella who watches our every move to make sure that we're doing what is expected and what is best for the parks themselves. So as far as Six Flags, where we differ, we're, of course, they own many more parks than we do, but our Hugh Eichelberger, who is our president of Adrenaline Family Entertainment, is a former Six Flags executive. So, there's some similarities in the way we operate. However, we are, much smaller, so it's, a little easier to manage.
And what's the health of the amusement park industry overall? Where do you see amusement parks going in the future?
It depends. There's even inside the theme park industry itself, there's different types of park. You've got the Disney's, which are the large parks, which, may be suffering a little bit this year. They're the destination parks where people come from all over the country and even all over the world to go to. So with travel being down, they're suffering a little bit. But when you look at parks like Alabama Adventure, we're more of a local park, so people are staying closer to home, and we're seeing an increase. So the theme park industry is healthy. People are always looking for something to do, and they have those leisure dollars, and it's just maybe increased competition a little bit more, but it's people are still coming.